us today. Glory today.
Heavy downpour of glory today.
There'll be a heavy downpour of heaven's rain today.
Heavy downpour of heaven's rain today.
Now open your mouth and thank God for day nine, for the ninth day. Thank you for day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, day eight, day nine. Never before. Open your mouth and pray. Before we begin, let me share some scriptures with us. This evening I had gone for Bible study, so I took Bible study. Okay. Sometimes I push very hard. My wife was begging me not to go because of knowing I'll minister at night. But, you know, when you are a leader and you are supposed to do something, you have to go. So I went back and I tried to sleep a little bit, even though I wish I could have slept more. Amen. So we need strength tonight. Amen. But while I slept, I was praying in tongues. You know, I pray in tongues every time when I sleep. So I was praying in tongues. And I began to see this scripture in the spirit. Luke 1:57. Without, you know, having my mind there, I was hearing Luke 1:57. Let's see what Luke 1:57 says. One to go. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. Somebody say son. Say a son. Somebody shout a son. I don't know what it is about this season and childbirth, but everywhere I turn, I keep seeing childbirth, son. Today, you are sharing a testimony. Your cousin gave birth to what? To triplets. After 7 years, without IVF, without, you know, just gave birth, just like that, seven triplets. Amen. That's because God is in your neighborhood. Amen. So, and the prophet of God, Bishop Francis Waliokay, had said in our conference, I said in our conference that God told him that he's releasing destiny babies this year. And 3 weeks ago, or 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had an inspiration to declare that male children will be born. But I'm praying tonight, just interceding for tonight, praying in the spirit. And I kept seeing Luke 1:51. I didn't remember what Luke 1:51 was. And I'm seeing what? It was Samuel's birthday in church. Okay, the baby. Good. And it is the boy. So those of you trusting God for children, this is your moment. And not just limited to children. Anything that speaks of birthing something. Birthing something. Birthing a vision. Birthing a dream. That's what the Lord is saying. We'll declare this today. And then tomorrow, we'll have Pastor IT. Then it's Inya, who will also come and release that grace. Then I spoke to Mercy Chinwo today. Even though I told her to choose a date. But it feels like, Mercy, if you are watching, have mercy and come on Friday. So they will have Friday night party here in the Holy Ghost. So that she also come to tap into this and bring forth blessed. Amen. I'm sharing this to prepare your heart. So if you're waiting on God for a child, this is your moment. This Hallelujah challenge is for you. Or whatever else represents birthing. Especially a male child. And may we tap into this for Nigeria, that Nigeria will bring forth a male child that will lead this country into her greatness. And then while I was praying, I heard Ijebu Ode. Believe me, I fear God. I don't talk when I don't feel like I'm led or I sense something. I heard Ijebu Ode. Whatever that means to someone out there, we're just going to pray for Ijebu Ode. I asked the Lord, what about Ijebu Ode? I didn't hear anything else. I didn't hear anything. I won't lie. But I heard Ijebu Ode as loud in my spirit as I hear my name now. As I hear this sound. Not audibly, but in the spirit. I heard Ijebu Ode. We will bring Ijebu Ode before God today. That whatever that means to anybody, to people, and to us generally, that the hand of God will come on Ijebu Ode and anybody and a group of people from Ijebu Ode tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready to praise God?
Yes, sir.
Let's read Acts 16, 25, 26. The Lord has promised us that he will do what? Confirm the word of his servant and perform the counsel of his messengers in this Hallelujah challenge. So as I declare it, believe it. Amen.
Amen.
There is a level where I say what God has told me to say. That's a powerful level. But there is another level where I will decree something as I'm inspired and God would endorse it. Amen. Job 22, 28, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Let's read Acts 16, 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, Nathaniel and friends around the world, they prayed and did what? Sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's bands. Somebody find out from me if Motu is from Ijebu. Find out. Motu in church. Motu Rayo. Find out for me. Or Motu, send me a message. Send me a text on my Zane line. Send me a text and confirm with me if you are from Ijebu. Your name just came to me now. Let me just confirm if it's about you. Amen. Amen. Are we ready to praise God? A flat. Somebody shout hallelujah. Motunde, Motunde, Motunde. Are you ready? Tonight we will pray. Let there be light. I'll get one of my girls, Esther, to lead prayer. I feel like getting her to lead tonight at some point when we're about to pray. I have some fireful young people. We are going to unleash them one by one. This one roars in prayer. When she prays, I'm so excited. Amen. And of course, you know Emeka will bring them up one by one. Amen. What's the song? That's not the first song I said she sing. Amen. Are you ready? Let me sing my song. Go. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain.
The Lord is my portion.
The Lord is my portion.
mother. Tonight is not baby bump. Look for something in your hand, like you're carrying your baby. Prophetically say, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain. Put it as act it, my Lord, my Lord. Father, we declare a release of male children, sons, and daughters as we dance tonight. The Lord, my Lord.
Hey!
confirmation that there are babies on their way.
sing. And salvation shall be heard in your tabernacle. There will be a reason for people to gather for good. My God, I heard that. In the next 9 months, there will be a reason for people to gather for good in your house. They will not gather for condolence. They will gather to share in your joy. They will gather and dance like this. Dance like this. They will jump like this. They will jump like this. They will celebrate like this. Celebrate, 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 celebrate. Nigeria, you will have a reason to celebrate, oh. By the end of this month, may we be celebrating like this, oh. Let there be joy on our streets. No more fuel queues. No more queues in the ATM. Let us celebrate. We are tired of struggling. Let a new era of rejoicing come to our nation. Say, hey, 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 hey. There shall be celebration in your house. I prophesy celebration. I hear that was celebration. Celebrate. Celebrate. Celebration. 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 Rejoicing. Rejoicing. Salvation. Celebration. Celebration. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Victory. Victory. Celebration. 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 Hallelujah. 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 I prophesy. May that sound of victory be released in your home. Ha! Hallelujah! Ha! Hallelujah! Ha! Hallelujah! Hey! Ha! Hallelujah. We are not just shouting, we are prophesying. This is an utterance of faith filled with power. Hey! Wherever the witches gather, we release them. Wherever they gather against us. My God, can I prophesy? Every beast in your health, the beast called cancer, the beast called tumor, whatever is in your health that is a beast, evil diagnosis, as you shake your body prophetically, they will fall off. I say let them fall off. Let them fall off. In the name of Jesus. Whatever my heavenly Father has not planted in your body, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, let them fall. fall off now. For he confirms the word of the servants and performs the counsel of his messengers. Say
Quit notice. As I blow my trumpet,
prisoners be set free. Turn around. Turn around. He confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messengers. In the name of Jesus, when I blow the trumpet, jump up and shout, hallelujah. Father, we have prophesied and danced and declared those utterances in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven, things on earth, and things beneath the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lift up your hands and thank him. And bless him. Bless his name. 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 Something happens when we release a high praise. It becomes a weapon. A high praise is a weapon to enforce victory. Makodo Basalamana. Open your mouth and give them. Come, Esther, come and pray. Mashiach. Ah, let's sing that song before she comes. Lion of Judah. Where's my trumpet?
Roar Yeshua Mashiach. You roar his name.
Something is shifting tonight. I feel a strong prophetic unction tonight. My God.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, we give you praise, God, for the great and mighty things you have done here right now. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'd like us to start off right now by praying the prayer of mercy. As Pastor Nat always says, the prayer of mercy is one you never go wrong with. When you are right, you pray mercy. You are wrong, you pray mercy. When you're not sure, you pray mercy. So we're going to be declaring that the mercy of God speaks. The mercy of God speaks for us as individuals. It speaks for us as a collective group. It speaks for us as a nation, as Nigeria, as the nations of the world. Say prayers in the name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy speak in the name of Jesus. Lord, we receive your mercy. We receive your mercy. We declare mercy, oh God. We declare mercy, oh God. Lord, mercy. Lord, you have told us in your word that you would have mercy on whom you would have mercy, and you will show compassion to whom you will show compassion. So God, we ask for your mercy. We receive your mercy, oh God. Even this morning, Jesus, we receive your mercy. Jesus, we receive your mercy. Jesus, we receive your mercy. E kapaya don shianta, e prando se pekeata, e landere baya da malia shakada, e rakapaya liada, e supranta yakada, e lege don shegeata latada, mantose brante yakaya, e landaya babariakada, e rekepaya ziata, bala shatada. Mercy, oh God, mercy, oh God, mercy, oh God. On Nigeria, we pray mercy. On our lives, we pray mercy. On our families, we pray mercy. Mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, oh Lord. Let your mercy speak for us. Let your mercy speak for us. Let your mercy go ahead. Let your mercy be our regard. In the name of Jesus, we pray mercy tonight. We declare mercy tonight over the nations of the earth. Oh, we declare the mercies of God. We speak the mercies of God. We proclaim the mercies of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1, 1-3. Genesis 1, 1-3. Let's read together. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Tonight we'll be proclaiming, I'm declaring, let there be light. In every area of our lives, in every place where there are hidden darknesses, wherever it is, in our lives, in our families, in our nations, declare tonight, let there be light. There is power in your mouth. There is power in your spoken words. So release your words tonight and declare, let there be light. Let there be light over every confusing situation. Let there be light over every confusion. Let there be light over every hidden thing. We declare the light of God. Let there be light. We declare, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Oh, we declare, we exercise the power and the authority that has been given unto us, and we proclaim over ourselves, over our families, over everyone connected to us, over our nation, over the nations of the earth. Let there be light. Father, expose the workings of darkness in the name of Jesus. We declare light be. We declare light be. Let there be light. Even tonight, oh, we declare light. Light go forth. Light go forth. Illuminate our lives. Illuminate situations. Illuminate families. Illuminate bloodlines. Expose workings of darkness. Let there be light. We command light be. We command light be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, we're praying Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Daniel 2, 20, 21. The word of God says, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. We're going to be praying for ourselves. We're going to be praying for our nation, especially Nigeria. I'll be declaring that even in this season, that the Lord who sets up kings, the Lord who puts people in position, the Lord who appoints, that the Lord will do same for Nigeria. That as our season is changing, we declare that it is changing for our good. In the name of Jesus, we declare that the season over Nigeria is changing for good. Lord, we declare, Father, that you are God who removes and who replaces. So tonight we ask, oh God, that you would remove, oh God, even in this season, in this time, oh God, in this period, oh God, in our nation, Nigeria, oh God, Father, remove what needs to be removed, who needs to be removed, the groups that need to be removed, or we don't care to name them. Lord, we declare tonight they are removed. Masi branteya kopaya, ebande kerebaya shatada, o libranteya keteida lada, elando siata. Oh, we declare that this season changing is one of positivity for us as a nation. Oh, we declare, Kareba Yaziata, this season changing is one that is good for us. Bayante Rekeyadabaya Shata. Lord, we pray, Father, for wisdom, for knowledge, for understanding. Help us to know, help us to know, help us to know, help us to know what you are doing. Help us to partner with what you are doing. Help us to partner with what you are doing. Even in this time, oh God, Shandarabasiate, I'd like you to extend our prayers to yourself, to your families. Say, Father, our seasons are changing. Take away what needs to be taken away from my life, from my family. In the name of Jesus, what needs to be rooted out, Father, root it out. What needs to be destroyed, Father, destroy them. What needs to be changed, Father, change it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we declare in this season, oh God, let there be change, let there be transformation, let there be renewal. In the name of Jesus, la bareke beyatiata, e la bariatada, e kanyana mashata. Lord, we declare over Nigeria, it's a new season, it's a new day, it's a new season, it's a new day, it's a new season, it's a new day. Mandele bayashatada, e raka bayatiate, the breath of the Lord, the light of the Lord, is breaking out over this nation. Suplantayata, Ekele Pabia Satana, Ea Bala Tabaya Shatana, Ereketeyatana, Mala Bayaziatane, Ea Aparata, Ekiata Baliata, Badoshekeata, Ela Rabaya Seyatana, Ala Baya Katayata, Mandelegede Baya Shata, Ea Siarata. We declare the new, it's the time for the new, it's the season for the new, it's the time for the new. The seasons are changing for our good. The times are changing, the tides are turning. Oh, the tides are turning, the tides are turning. Oh, the fire shut fire. Erakapaya tete, paligana mashetelegede, sankora bayata, elandere bayashatada, gelegedo siada, heyata paliakata. Mando shekerekeyate ande ya bali ya bashatara ela bari ya kabosi yata mandele gede gede predos.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. The spirit of grace and supplication is in this place. Don't stop. Say, let the season of my life change for good. Let Nigeria's season change for good. One who sets up kings. In Jesus' mighty name. Remember the word I had on Ijebude. The confirmation I just received is can only be God. You know, the things of the spirit are real, and we've seen the prophetic so sharp and accurate in this place. You know, I said Motunrayo. I said Motunrayo. I actually wanted to say Motun, but it was Motunrayo that I was supposed to say. Because I want to quote the person. I should quote the person. A certain material from our church sent me a message connected to Ijebude, and it is just incredible. Let's use Muturayo as a point of contact to her mom. Highly placed person. I'll leave it at that. If I say more than that, you will know that every conspiracy against her, every plan, the Bible says they shall surely gather, but not thy name. Those who gather against you shall fall for your sake. Put Isaiah 54. I don't want to say more than that. It will be too clear. So we must speak in parables. And Motunrayo, call your mom to join now. No wonder I may have blown that trumpet. We've released angels. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Say, Father, everyone gathering against that woman, let them scatter. Let them scatter. Expose them. Expose their plan. Wherever they gather, in the forest, in the sea, in the sky, in rooms, we release angels to go after them. We ask for preservation for her right now. Right now, clap your hands, stamp your feet, and pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you confirm the word of your servant and perform the counsel of your messengers. Come on. Cover Motunrayo now. Hey. Cover her. Let's raise a prayer shield now. The Lord reveals to redeem. The one who reveals this one, who revealed this one accurately, has gone ahead. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please, we're going to. Tonight is special. You see, I know some people may not have joined tonight. I sense some people didn't join. How many people do we have on YouTube? About 66,000? 67. We normally have about 20 something on Instagram. Some people, sometimes they'll say, well, they're waiting for the last day. Don't do that this season. He can visit any. Today, what happened was deep. That trumpet sound I was releasing was the voice of God. If I tell you the prophetic word about Ijebude, it is scary and so precise. I hope I've not even given away the person. I've not. Yeah. I got a mail from someone, you know, and it just came to me now. So let's pray for them. That his brother is implicated. I don't know if the same person on Instagram who sent me, because I got another mail from a woman saying, please pray for my husband. He's been accused wrongly. So I don't know if it's the husband that sent me on Instagram, and then the wife sent me an email. I don't know how to confirm it, if it's the same person. Can the person, if you are hearing me now, can you send, Sisi Oji, are you with your phone? Send a DM to Sisi Oja _ SISIOJA _. If you are the same person, or if you are two different people, just send to her right now. So I got a message that, I think in the States or in the US, that he's about to be sent to jail, but is what? Accused wrongly. So we're going to pray for mercy and for vindication for them. But then I remembered, well, we have to pray for mercy. Let me tell you why. Mercy, we pray. No, don't do that. Just stay on, because it's distracting me. We said, when you are wrong, when you are not sure, you made, is your fault, pray mercy. When you are right, still pray mercy. When you are wrong, still pray for mercy. Now, a woman or two sets of women sent me a message years ago on Instagram and said that the FBI, one of them said the FBI is after my husband, that he didn't commit any crime, and that all of a sudden the man's friend used the man's address to perpetrate crime, and his husband did not commit the crime. However, stated that the husband is a very proud person, and that one of the things the husband did was the husband kept attacking us during the Hallelujah Challenge and kept calling us scammers, you know, fraud. And the wife kept saying, don't attack these people. Anyway, what happened was a particular FBI agent from nowhere swore that over his dead body that he must make sure that he ends in prison. So the wife sent us a message to say, you know what, man of God, I sense that it's because of the attack that he had on you. So anyway, we prayed for them, you know, and I hope that the case was settled now. I'm saying that because on this case of, you know, I don't know what door was open, but whatever door was open, we will plead for mercy. Sometimes it's not a door, a criminal door, it can be negligence. You didn't do something you were supposed to do, and because of that. But whatever it is, we're going to ask for mercy, and then we'll pray for them from Psalm 35 and 24. Psalm 35 and 24. Put Psalm 35 and 24. Give me the NIV. The NIV. Have they sent you a message, Cecilia? They've not. Could they have sent the message and they didn't even join the program? Okay, let's pray for them. Put the scripture for me now. Papa. Psalm 35, verse 24. Let's go. No. NIV. NIV. Let's read. One to go. Vindicate me in your righteousness, Lord my God. Do not let them gloat over me. We'll pray this prayer over them. For number one, Father, have mercy on this brother or on these people. I don't know if it's one person or two people. And then we'll say, vindicate them in your righteousness and do not let them gloat over them. Open your mouth and pray. That person who is about to be sent to prison for what they didn't do. Father, if it was his fault, we ask for mercy. If it wasn't his fault, we still ask for mercy and ask that you vindicate them. Vindicate them. Vindicate them. Vindicate them. By your mighty strong hand and by your mercy, Father, I bow my knees on their behalf, on his behalf. Let there be a turnaround. In the name of Jesus. Show them your mercy, or show him your mercy. And we use this prayer point as a point of contact for anyone in a similar situation. Let your mercy break forth. Let your mercy locate them. Vindicate them in your righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you quickly take your journals quickly? Journals, and then we'll take the altar calls. Journals. You're going to wave it. Now you're going to speak to everything you've written there. You declare that this journal has become a journal of testimonies. See, I declare that this journal has become my hallelujah testimony, my mega hallelujah praise report. Wave them, just wave them. Let's wave them. Wave them. Let's wave it with a sound and give God thanks. way. But Father, we thank you. We write the vision. We make them plain. That these things have become testimonies. They've come testimonies. They become testimonies. Wave them vigorously. Wave them. There's something called a wave offering. Wave them. Wave them. Wave them. Tobe chuku. Wave them while I sing. Tobe chuku. Tobe chuku. He has done it for me. Hey, Tobe ya. Tobe chuku. The Jehovah. Tobe chuku. Even before we prayed, Jehovah Nisi answered us.
So that you could, he has done it for me.
Hey, he has taken away the pain, giving us peace of mind. Oh. See the way he answered us.
So let you go.
Yeah.
So let you go. So let you go. He has done it
for us. Father, we trust you that Mercy Chinwon will come on Friday. We need to hear her voice. I feel her voice on that Friday. Amen. I'm almost tempted to say whatever program she has, we cancel it. Let me not pray that because it will happen. Amen. If she has a program, she'll come another day. Amen. Now to a very special set of people. One of the reasons why we have Hallelujah Challenge. We are very passionate for souls. We believe that God raised us up to be soul winners. You may have joined tonight and you've prayed the prayers, danced and rejoiced. But if you don't have Jesus in your life, if Jesus is not the Lord of your life, the sad story is that all of those activities are a waste. They are futile. But tonight you can give those things a meaning, value, by accepting Jesus. The Bible says, "What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" All you need to do tonight is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus that came to die is your Lord and Savior, and accept that which he did on the cross. The Bible assures us on the integrity of God's word that you will be born again. So raise your hand and say with me, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thank you for coming for me. If I were the only one, you would still come. Thank you. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I cannot help myself. Save me. Wash me with your blood. Cleanse me. Break the power of sin. And fill me with the Holy Spirit. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. And I declare that I am born again. I'm a new man. I'm a new woman. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I am brand new. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we declare everyone who has prayed this prayer in faith, saved to the uttermost. That seed of righteousness implanted in them will begin to grow and bear fruit unto eternity. In Jesus' mighty name. One more thing you have to do. Please go to our website, www.hallelujahchallengelife.com. www.hallelujahchallengelife.com. Fill the form. You'll see the session that says new converts and rededication. Please click on it and fill the form. We'll get back to you. After the Hallelujah Challenge, we'll have a series of classes with you just to help you find, you know, your footing. Is it footing or footing? Footing. I'm always footing. Footing. Not putting. Footing. Footing in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you want to, you know, partner with us on the Hallelujah Challenge to give, to be a part of what we do, please go to the website as well. I was almost tempted to say that Hallelujah, www. www.hallelujahchallengelife.com. Father, renew our minds. Your God, the website came to my heart. Have mercy, Lord. www.hallelujahchallengelife.com. Amen. And just click on it. Amen. It's good to laugh in the presence of God. Can we seal with the trumpet sound? Day 10 is upon us. Day 10 is another day to dress like your miracle. Pastor IT will be with us. Join forces. If we can sneak mercy in, we may sneak her in tomorrow. We may sneak her in tomorrow. Okay. They're not the third person. They're not the third person. Lift your hands as we pray. Hallelujah. Yes. I wanted to beg you to pray for me. Pray for us from Psalm 89, 20 to 29. What did I say? Psalm 89. You know, we're in the forefront. There's all sorts of attacks. Somebody sent me a vision, which we are used to. You know, how we're ministering, we're in the light and causing havoc, and they released three birds against us. I mean, we're used to all of this stuff. You know, the enemy cannot exact upon us, neither shall the son of wickedness afflict us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and our righteousness is of him, saith the Lord. As they went from kingdom to another kingdom, from one place to another place, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So, no shaking, but just lift us up in prayer for strength. You know, the strength I had tonight is supernatural. Because after I went to church and shared, I was tired. But as we began to dance, I can go 2 hours today. My wife is saying, which 2 hours? Lift your hands. Thank you.